Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
AMA. Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA Ask Me Anything. To wrap up the show being the midday show with Andy and Randy, every single day at 1:40, final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Let's start with Tinker, who's in Kennesaw. What's up, Tink?
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Tink. What's up, man?
Man, just sitting in the customer's driveway waiting on them to show up. And they got a bunch of trees. We got acorns popping off this van. I don't know if the windshield's going to make it.
Yes.
But my question is, what was the first gaming console as a kid that you had, and what was your go-to game?
Oh, man. Thank you, Tinker.
Oh, Atari.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Atari. Pong.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had the first Nintendo.
I got first Nintendo, too.
Yeah. But yeah. I just remember my dad bought it for Christmas, and I don't know how old I was, but maybe six or something. But he didn't want to wait, so he opened it up and he was playing it.
Yeah.
And he told me that it was for the neighbor's kid.
Right.
He was like, yeah, this is for, I don't know, neighbor kid was Jesse or something. He said, this is for Jesse. His dad asked me to hold it till Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't see it. And I was like, a little sad because I wanted one.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm not getting one. But at least I get to play it for a while. And then on Christmas, he was like, actually, it's yours.
There you go.
Because he didn't want to wait till Christmas to play.
How long did you have Duck Hunt and Super Mario Brothers?
As long as we had it.
Yeah.
And those were, I loved it.
No, but I'm saying any other games.
Oh, I don't remember any other games.
I have no other games, but yeah. Mario Brothers.
We had Mario Brothers.
Excite Bike.
And
huh? Excite Bike.
Mama went paying for that bow.
And we had the track
Zelda?
And field one,
yeah,
too,
with the
pad.
Yeah, that right there. We did that. But yeah, that's all. Yeah, Mama. Only time I got to play other video games was when, like, Mama would rent them.
That's what I was going to ask. Did you ever rent video games?
You remember you rent video games?
Yeah, which was always tough because it took you the weekend to even get good at it anyway.
Yeah,
and then you had to take it
always,
back.
Take was always
came
gone.
With instructions.
Yeah,
I mean Mike Tyson was the that was great, but yeah, I mean, that was the first one, the good old days. James is in Decatur. Hey, James.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
I'm good. Look, my birthday's Sunday, right? But, you know, your girl, she's sending you stuff that you want to do. You know, actually, I just want to stay home. But my buddy, man, got some tickets. I mean, not tickets, but he tailgated with one of his coworkers for the Georgia Bulldog game. Man, so, you know, I want to go there. But then on Sunday, I just want to chill. So what you think I should do, man?
What the hell you mean? What do you think you should do? Chill.
Dude, I mean, go to the Georgia game and then chill on Sunday.
Yeah, chill. Don't even go to the Georgia game. Just chill all weekend.
But yeah. If you want to go to the Georgia game, you should, now it's going to – You could tailgate for free. Like, yeah. Whatever, alcohol, whatever you're going to have to pay for. But to get in is not going to be cheap.
What you got?
If you're trying to go. I see a ticket as low as $238, but that means you're standing on top of the stadium at that point.
Dude.
Like, you're going to pay $500.
That's an expensive ticket.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay a pretty penny to get into that one. But, yeah, I think it's your birthday, and you should do what you want.
Okay.
You know?
My wife is at – okay, hold on 1 second, because she's doing some stuff that she ain't got to be doing. Oh, she's trying to get rid of all of my sports channels. No. Lady.
How come?
I don't know. Yes.
This is – you got to – that's work.
Yeah, man. You better stop, boy.
That's work.
Yeah.
Has YouTube TV and ESPN hasn't figured
they're
it out yet?
They're working on it. They're working on it.
They're working on it.
They're working on it.
Better get that taken care of. Joe is in Hiram. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Pretty good, Joe.
Hey, I've got a question for you guys. For me, let me explain the question real quick, and then I'll let you all, I'd like all you guys to answer, actually. The question is, what is something that in your life that you've taken for granted and realized that, you know, after it's gone or after you've about lost it, you realize, wow, I don't know if I could live without it. The reason I'm asking this is back in April, I ended up having a car accident and had a part of my left leg amputated and realizing, wow, I took my senses for granted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what would be something for y'all that y'all have taken for granted and you've either lost it or almost lost it and realized, wow, I didn't realize it?
All right, Joe.
Oh, I thought you said wife.
Huh?
I thought you said wife for granted.
No, I think he was saying just like he took for granted his physical.
Oh, his physical. Okay.
Because he said he had part of his leg amputated.
Yeah, I got that part. I thought he was asking, something in my life that I take for granted?
Mm-hmm. And then now you don't because you almost lost it?
Man. It's like a woman. Yeah. Yeah, damn woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, I think life's about that, though. Sometimes you gotta know.
Sometimes you have to either lose it. Something
yeah.
or almost lose it
yep.
in order to really fully appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
That's a great question, though.
Hot water and air conditioning.
You lost those?
Like, at times.
Okay.
And it's a disaster.
There's nothing like you never appreciate how good you feel when you're not sick, other than when you're sick. And you're like, man, normally I feel great, but right now, whatever, the cold, flu, whatever it is. It's like, next time I'm healthy, I'm going to appreciate how I feel just at normal. But then you never do. You get back to normal, and you immediately start taking it for granted again as well. I mean, I would say this probably because I got into sports radio when I was really young and got, like, my dream job producing when I was really young, and it was great. And I just assumed everything was going to be easy street forever. And then the 2008 financial crisis happened and Clear Channel fired everybody and I got fired and I was like, oh, that went away quick, but it made me appreciate it when I got back into it. So, and the knowledge that this could end any day, like radio is such a scary one where it's like, oh, you're doing great. All right. Well, you're out of here. We're flipping your format to oldies and you don't have your job anymore. So yeah, probably that one. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hey, David.
Hello, Mike.
So, this is a play on what you guys just about with Smoking Joe. So, Great Expectations. What is it in your life that you anticipated or you look forward to or you boosted it up so much, but when you actually got it,
yeah,
it was a letdown?
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Great question, Mike.
Oh, man. Something that all expectations and it was a letdown?
Yeah, like you've been looking forward to it forever and it maybe it was a trip, maybe it was...
Oh, yeah, it definitely was that. No, it wasn't no trip. I'll tell you this. Buying a fancy car, the expectations of... I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get my first this car and all that. And, dude, I was just like, oh, okay, it's cool. But now,
yeah, you're still just going from point A to point B.
It definitely was that.
Okay,
definitely.
I got to play a golf course called Chambers Bay, where they had the U.S. Open like 10 years ago, something like that. And it was this great, highly rated. Everybody loved it. And I finally got to play it, and I was like, I don't know, it's all right. Wasn't my favorite. And then people would ask, oh, how great was it? I was like, I don't know. I kind of didn't like it. And then people are mad at you because not everybody gets to play it. But I don't know. Wasn't for me. There's other golf courses I liked better. DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
What's going on, y'all?
Hi, DJ.
Hey, if you all could only eat one item, like one meal from Waffle House every time you went for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, All-Star. All-Star cheese grits, hash browns, toast, cheese eggs.
So you're just going to get everything.
Right? Yep.
Okay. So the one item Randy's going to get is the
he
menu.
He said meal. He didn't say item. I'm with Randy on this.
Fair enough.
Yep.
I like that hash brown bowl with sausage. That's what I get.
Guys?
Anybody else?
Guys?
Like I said, I'm with Randy. I might switch that toast to Raisin Toast, but like other than that, we're good.
Yuck. I don't like Raisin Toast.
Oh, my God. Raisin Toast.
It's not your order, all right?
You're right.
I don't like raisins.
I don't like raisins either.
I don't like raisins.
There it is. Two-egg breakfast, extra egg, over easy.
Why didn't you just call it a three-egg breakfast?
Because that's not a menu item, Abe.
All right. Let's get it together here. Donnell's in Austell. Hey, Donnell.
Hey, what's going on, man? I called to ask a dumb question, and it's for Randy. What age did you realize you can smell yams, my dude?
See, there y'all go, man.
Superpower.
Right? Y'all are being some damn dorks. Y'all know what I was talking about. I'm talking about some candy yams, all right? That's what I'm talking about, all right? Only time I'm talking about yams when I'm talking about their rumps. But you know specifically that I'm talking about rumps, all right? But when I'm talking about anything else other than yams, I'm talking about, like, we're going to have yams at Thanksgiving. Y'all know I'm talking about the yams that you cook, not the yams on your ass.
Yeah.
Okay?
Both have a scent, though.
But, you know what? I'm done, man. No, it don't. Unless you're messing with one of them nasty gals.
Right, man? Yeah, you don't want to be able to.
You go around, you mess around with one of them nasty gals. Mess around with Suge Avery.
Yeah, like candied yams, you want to be able to smell from the other room.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one.
Yams, you don't want to smell it like that.
If you do, then something's wrong.
If you do, something rotten.
Exactly. Wasn't it that fake story that that Trayvon Diggs said that Cardi B's BBL was
thing?
Yeah. Like that. Like, you don't want to. Yeah, exactly. All right. Andrew's in Morningside. Hey, Andrew.
Ooh, that's a tough follow up. Hey, also, I felt like I got blocked. I know it's been a minute, but like the call dropped like 80 times before. I just had one
that's
simple
Abe.
Question. Right?
Yeah, I think you offended Abe.
Yeah, I knew it was Abe. Yeah. I knew it was Abe because usually it's Bo, and then I was like, well, it has to be.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Andrew, you and I are fighting. You come out to another remote. Chance tomorrow, by the way. Twin Peaks
tomorrow.
Buckhead.
There tomorrow. It's on site.
Damn.
On site
Twin Peaks Buckhead. Let's do it.
Great.
Damn, Andrew said on site.
Let's schedule. Let's do it.
I got my money on Abe.
Sure, me too.
Nah, you're right.
Andrew, you're still heartbroken.
Oh, here we go.
Abe watches a lot of jiu-jitsu videos on YouTube.
I've moved on. We've all moved on. I love them all, but we've all moved on.
Okay.
Better to have loved and lost.
I can never not get dragged on this show. And also, Abe, you got me. I mean, maybe not in soccer, but regardless.
Wow.
I digress. Okay. My question is regarding a reluctant purchase, and this is regarding Kirk Cousins. What's the most reluctant purchase you've overpaid for it?
Did you buy a Kirk Cousins jersey?
Well, yeah, probably.
Damn, Andrew!
I bought an $85 Atlanta United hat that was made with Gore-Tex, and I just bought
it.
What the
hell is Gore-Tex?
Like,
waterproof?
Super waterproof. So, but Kirk Cousins, kind of a, you know, reluctant purchase that the Falcons have made. So what's one that you've made? That's my question. All right, bye. Don't drag me no more, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Andrew.
Told you. Cars and jewelry.
Yeah, that seems like...
Cars and jewelry.
You had to sort of talk yourself into that, and you finally
did
it.
Because I did.
Yeah.
Because
you knew.
I
didn't want to spend that much money.
You're sitting there in the damn dealership. You're like, ooh, I want one of those. Knowing damn well you don't want it.
Right. Well, maybe you want it, but you don't want to pay the price.
You don't want to pay the price or the damn jewelry. They bring this like this little black thing, and they just pull it out this nice little bag, and it's laid down there in front of you.
Yeah,
they polish it up before they bring it.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
They gotta. Dude, it's not like buying a 2008 used Honda Element.
It's not.
They gotta spice it up.
It's not worth
a little bit
at all. Waste their money.
I was very reluctant and actually never did at full price, but I wanted a green egg for years.
Yes.
And I was like, I want one, but I'm not gonna pay for that. I want one, I'm not gonna pay for that. And then one of our sales guys, John Parla, said that he was selling his, and I was like, awesome, how much? And I got a great deal on it.
There you go.
So being reluctant sometimes can pay off. Yeah. It's just being patient. Reluctance and patience could be the same thing. Sucks you bought Kirk Cousins jersey, though.
I know. But I was thinking about, because you said Abe, I'm trying to think. I like it, because Abe does watch the Taekwondo on TV.
Yeah.
Abe, you got a gi?
I do not. No.
I was just thinking that he would put it on. Did AB mimic it from the TV?
Because, Randy, as you should know, real practitioners practice no gi jujitsu.
Do you do that at home?
No,
with your gi on?
No.
I have a joke that I want to make, but it might. Yeah, I won't make it.
Yeah, just tell me off the air.
Okay. It's really funny, but it might get me in trouble. Yeah. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, we've been off the air for that.
But funny.
It's funny, but yeah, we've been off the air for that one. Andy carries fluff well.
Yeah, I do. It goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Randy was talking about the good part of Goose, all right? Not that part.
Not
the good part.
That Bo tried to just throw in my damn face. Yeah, we know.
Not
Goose
the part
has.
Where he crushes his skull on the faulty plane window thing. Man, that's everybody's last memory of Goose.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Though
no,
come on,
come
on. Randy's not in jail, he's just on the oil rig for 10 to 20.
Sometimes being a chairman is not a paid position
because it's not.
If I'm gonna execute, it's gonna be surgical. Mm-hmm. And Joe Patrick admitted he was hormonal,
but with no girlfriend.
All right, hey guys, don't forget tomorrow we are live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. So come holler at your boys.
We'll be there from 11 to 2, and Andrew and Abe are going to fight at some point. So see you there.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.